This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to talk Derrick Henry with you, signing that franchise tag tender and what could be for him in the coming couple of years as he tries to repeat one of the more memorable stretch runs we've ever seen from a running back. We'll do that on Grant and Danny in just a couple of minutes on 106.7 The Fan. You just heard Pete telling you that our Radiothon's continuing with Nationals Philanthropies. Here's your update for the top of the hour, some of the prizes for this hour for you as we continue to try to get you to donate. Danny and I are jumping in on the fun here. If you donate $250, you'll be entered into an opportunity to watch a Nats game with us. We will go to Nationals Park in the 106.7 The Fan seats, and we will watch the Nats 9 innings of baseball with me and Danny. It should be a good time. We will only bicker like husband and wife a little bit during the night.
Yeah.
Are we going to promise to eat like whatever kind of delicious foods they're eating and drink with them too?
Yes.
Should we do that?
Yeah, this is not the time for, you know what I should probably do is go find that salad place. We're not doing that. It's a night at the ballpark, no restrictions, no rules. I guess there are some rules, like you can't take your clothes off. But for the most part, we're going to do it how you want to do it. If you want the fried foods, if you want to go to Hank's Oyster Bar, you want to go, grab your chicken tenders, whatever you want, your donuts, whatever you're doing, we're doing. That's what I say.
Yeah, and I'm fine with if you guys donate that $250 and you become the winners of the Grant and Danny Nats experience. Maybe we do a little dinner somewhere in the Navy Yard first. We go out to eat. Then we go over to the game. We hang out as pals. Thommy's actually got a really good point, and I think it's a worthwhile question for air here. Thom, if you don't mind asking Danny what you just said to me, because I think this could move the needle a little bit. Maybe someone's sitting there determining, they're debating, am I going to donate $250 or not, and they need to know the answer to this question.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sacrifices and a lot of people dedicating things, you know, way beyond what they usually would. So if you guys are going to go to a game and you're going to watch with a listener, the listener obviously would be aware of what is called a pre-share. So I would like to ask Danny Ruye if he's going to pledge a pre-share with a listener at the game.
So does this mean, Thom, if I could clarify, does this mean that they get to eat, like, anything of his the all night long that they want? Like, he gets fries, they get to have a
right,
few?
Right. If Danny goes and gets onion rings, you're both having onion rings together.
Funnel cake, we get to just kind of pull a little bit of the funnel cake off. You okay with that, Danny?
No, I am not.
This is for a great cause, remember.
It is. It is. We can still have fun without that, maybe? I don't know. Maybe there's a different way to do it.
That's where we're drawing the line today.
Scherzer
pledges 100 G's. Davey's giving away signed jerseys. Danny can't share his French fries.
I don't think I should be doing that. I think let's not do that. Let's do something else. Like, we'll be there. We'll have fun. And I mean, so here's what now. Thommy's got a little bit conflated here. The pre-share means we organize in advance. And hey, there's going to be a communal basket of fries.
He's saying you're determining now that you share all night, right?
Grant, I think you're saying is I buy fries and mystery guests can just reach over and start grabbing fries from me at any point in time. And that's not a pre-share. That's an invasion.
No. The pre-share is our food is each other's food all night long. Like, whatever you have is shared for the night. And I would ask you to think about
it. You'd be going as a group.
You'd
be going as a group.
If I want some of your funnel cake, I take some of your funnel cake.
No, why would anyone do that?
Because we're raising money that goes directly to area nonprofits that are working every day to support food insecurities, needs, and health and human services.
But the money's already there. It's already been collected. Is the point that I'm upset? Is that what this is?
No, the point is more people will donate if they get to share food with you.
I just don't see that. I don't think that's a motivator for people. I think the good deed is there, and we're going to a game, and it could be fun, and we don't have to lose our own destinies and lose control of our bodies and ourselves by making bad food decisions, then counting on me to save the day. No. Let's not start picking it at Uncle Danny's food there.
Dar just had the zing of the day in the G-Chat. He says, yes, Grant, it's for a great cause. It's just not a great enough cause for Danny to share food.
I'm all in favor of the cause. It's very good. It's a good cause. We're supporting that. Supporting the cause.
He tells you, Danny, is Dar able? He's in some weird room. Is he able to come on the air or not? How does that work?
Well, I'll have him go into a separate studio where he can talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, let's keep it COVID-19 friendly.
Thank you very much.
Well,
Dar. He's like sending me messages on the computer that I'm relaying, but I don't know if he can go on air or not.
that's where we are right now.
Well, yeah. Dar now donning a face mask now.
Face mask
new,
Dar.
New upgrade for Dar today.
Is he?
Yes.
Only when I'm sharing spaces with other people, and I need to be closer than 6 feet.
Wow!
Wow!
Here we are.
Are you the first at the station to be face mask Dar?
No, I believe Shorts had face mask and gloves like 5 weeks ago.
But he was doing bits then.
I mean, it was also a safety bit, but he was definitely doing a bit.
Yeah.
All right. So Dar is Richard Hamilton. He's got the mask on. So what you were saying, you think this would be added incentive for someone to donate if they got to eat some of Danny's food?
It's absolutely a motivator. All we ever hear is how Danny won't share food with people, and all of a sudden you get to give money to a great cause, and one of the big bonuses is you get to share food with Danny. Are you kidding me?
So
who wouldn't want to pay $250?
If you guys think this is a draw. And I don't, by the way, just for the record. I don't think this is a draw. I don't think anybody cares. I don't think anybody
it's a major draw.
I think anybody that's going, no, 250 is too rich, isn't going to all of a sudden go, yep, that's worth it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on the fence, maybe just because you know it's going to make me squirm and I'm going to be uncomfortable.
On the scale of how big a draw, look, it's not a Scherzer signed baseball, but it's probably like an Asdrubal Cabrera signed baseball. It's not quite Victor Robles baseball from our first hour. By the way, this hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, we had someone win a Victor Robles signed ball. In the 11 o'clock hour, we had somebody win a Davey Martinez signed ball. Last hour was the Max Scherzer autographed baseball. So let's tell you what you got for this hour right now on Grant and Danny. In the 1 o'clock hour today, we are giving away a signed baseball from Patrick Corbin. So the lefty who is the World Series hero in Game 7. A Patrick Corbin signed ball. Donate $106 right now. You get the rally towel. There's a couple, only a couple. There are a couple of radio lanyards left. You can listen to the games with your radio lanyard while you're at 106.7 The Fan booth area and all over Nats Park. You can come by wearing your lanyard and show us how cool it is. But you can listen in the ballpark to the game. And then we just added this, $250 donations. You have an opportunity to watch a few innings in the booth. Charlie and Dave's broadcast live sitting between those two in the broadcast booth. And also those $250 donations are going to get you a possibility to watch a game with me and Danny. And Matt on Twitter just tweeted me a screen grab of his donation. He says, fingers crossed. And he is hoping that probably to win the Charlie and Dave sit-in, to be completely honest with you.
Exactly right. Again, what a gap between the actual prize and then the thing that you and me are offering. All right,
yeah, there's like a grand prize. Hey, you didn't lose, which is hanging out with us. And then there is, you still didn't lose because you helped a lot of people in a really cool way.
Yeah, one is a prize, the other is a chore. Like, you've got to go with these guys. All right, here's what I will do. This is ridiculous. This peer pressure is ridiculous. I'm angry at Brendan, especially angry at Thom, but mostly Brendan.
There's a Spike Lee movie, right? It's not Red Hook Summer. It's called Do the Right Thing, Danny.
Yes. So here it is. I am prepared to offer this. I will offer this. If you're the person chosen and you get stuck with us and you wanted Charlie and David, you get stuck with us going to the game. Two items will be subject to pre-share during this contest, during this game. There will be two items that are pre-share. They will be pre-designated as such. If there is an item that is exclusively mine, I will declare that. You are not welcome to that item.
Do you have to declare it beforehand, though?
Yes, that is what a pre-share is, to be very clear on the rules. We will pre-share items. So, for example, if I get peanuts, you get peanuts. If I get a basket of fries from the fry spot in left field, that can be designated as a pre-share. I am willing to do that for you. Two pre-share dishes, but you will not have prima nocte to my specific foodstuffs that are only for me. You're welcome to come with me to get concessions. I'll get one for you, but you're not welcome to take from me because that's my destiny, not yours.
Max Scherzer gives $100,000 of his hard-earned dollars. Danny Ruye allows for someone to eat.
Right.
Not all, but some of two of the items that he purchased at the concession stand. People, do you see we're all giving here? It's time to give nationals.com/fund. And by the way, the junkies raised well over 10 grand during their show. We are trying to knock off the junkies. We are the underdog. Just so we're all on the same page in radio, there's like a pecking order, right? Morning drive and afternoon drive are the grand poobahs. That's where the money's at. That's where the stars are. And then the midday people just kind of get you through the day.
We're also here.
Yeah, we're just also kind of in the mix. We're the 16 seed trying to knock off the 1 seed junkies and raise more money today. Help us win this game that no one thinks we can. Help us be
UMBC.
Well, UMBC won. I was just going to say a school that competes. But, yeah, we could be the UMBC. What
Retrievers.
Are they? The Terriers?
The Retrievers?
Terriers? Rottweilers?
Small dogs?
Get Pete on the horn. Grant and Danny on the Fan, nationals.com/fun. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Danny is going to do a pre-share. We just determined that. If you come to the game with us, you got to donate $250 at nationals.com/fund. You can be one of the two winners. They're going to pool among all the 250 participants, everyone who donates 250, however many there are. Two of them will win. The grand prize winner is going to get to go hang out with Charlie and Dave and watch them broadcast, called play-by-play, in the booth for part of the game. But the consolation prize, if you don't win that,
there is such a thing,
if you don't get the car, you get an action figure. You're going to get to get to. You're going to have to go to a baseball game with me and Danny.
You're stuck
and you'll
with.
Get decent seats. People are saying they want me to do something, by the way, since you are having to go to the game now and share food, which you don't want to do.
Right.
I'm willing to do whatever. So maybe we at 1:30 we can come up with the thing that I'll have to do at that game with you and a couple listeners. But right now, let's go to the Mattress Warehouse hotline and welcome onto the show Charlie Slows. All the money we're raising today, and we're steamrolling toward 30 grand at this point, is for a great cause. Nonprofits in the area working every day to support food insecurity needs, health and human services. It's us and the Nats Philanthropy Group, nationals.com/fund to donate. It's all presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone. Delivered, paisanospizza.com. Charlie, we've been in touch via text and talked on the phone a couple times. Missing you at the ballpark, buddy. Hope everything's going well. What a crazy, crazy time. But today, at least, with opening day scheduled for Nats Park not happening, we're turning it into a positive on the radio station.
You know, I've been listening since about 7:30 this morning, because I was on with the junkies this morning as well. And, you know, you got me pumped up. And, you know, in a time when there isn't a lot to be pumped up about, you know, this is great. I can't believe the response that Nationals fans, sports fans in D.C. are turning out with today. What a great idea, and everybody feels good about it, and I can't wait to see what the numbers are by the end of the day. And, you know, I love the prize you came up with. We've done booth visits before for fans for different reasons and for charity reasons, and none better than this cause right now. And I know people have loved it before. It's all about the type of experiences that you can have at a ballpark. And, boy, what a swing of the pendulum. A visit with us in the booth or, you know, to watch you guys eat and bicker at each other for a whole game.
Yeah, there's one is clearly better than the other. And I think you can probably guess what it is. The masters of their craft calling the World Series, defending World Series champions, versus common law husbands who are just angry at each other at the outset. But Charlie Slows with us here. Yeah, go ahead.
You can give folks an idea of what the experience was like, because we were all jammed into the booth at Minute Maid Park in Houston when you guys were there doing the show before we came on. And so that I don't know how many, there was us or some of the Nats video production people.
Yeah.
We had like 8-10 people in a booth built for three.
Well, it was, and it shouldn't go without, go without mentioning this. It was out of the you guys' kindness that you allowed Grant and I and others to kind of hang in there and crowd over your space, as you guys are calling World Series games. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a place to have been. We would have been sort of peeking through various concourses and things. So it was you guys' graciousness that that let us have that incredible experience. So thank you for that. And as we're going through this, Charlie, we kind of look back at last year, sort of looking ahead to this year, which is what opening day is all about, let alone opening day for a defending World Series champion. What's the moment that you'll tell your grandkids about? What's the moment of this run that you'll go, I can't believe this happened?
Well, we call it the You Blew It game. I mean, 10-4, the park's clearing out, people are leaving. That you have no business in a situation like that coming from behind to win that game. And, you know, I don't think I'd ever see – we've seen some comebacks over the years, but none quite like that where you get 7 runs on 7 hits in the bottom of the ninth inning, and then you just had this feeling, you know, Diaz didn't want to throw a fastball, and he was trying to stay away from it, and he threw it to Suzuki, and he hits that 3-run homer. That was an unbelievable moment. And then, you know, when you're in that do-or-die situation of the wild card game and you're down early 3-0 and you come back and you should have just tied the game against Josh Hader with the Soto hit, but then you get the bounce in right field that gets by Grisham and 3-run score with Rendon coming around as well, and you win that game 4-3. After that, I just felt like anything could happen. Anything you wanted to say, all bets were off, who was the favorite, who wasn't the favorite. I really wasn't even fazed when they lost game 1 of the NLDS. I think they were just a little exhausted after winning the wild card game and the cross-crunching flight and getting out there. And, you know, by game 2, they were back on the beam. And, you know, at that point, I felt they had a great chance to beat the Dodgers with the way they were playing. And after that, I felt they had a great chance to beat anybody. And, you know, it's a script that if somebody put it in front of you in Hollywood, they'd say, well, give this to Disney because they're the ones who only do the movies that nobody would believe.
Charlie, but now Slows we believe the whole thing. Us. On Grant and Danny. I mean, you've been dreaming about the chance to call a World Series game since you leave Fordham back in 83, and he got his opportunity this past year. If you want to watch a couple of innings of Charlie and Dave, and it is really incredible, as Danny said, to sit there in the booth with them and see them do what they do, you can donate right now, $250, nationals.com/fund, as our Radiothon continues to raise as much money as possible for the nonprofits in D.C. trying to feed those who are food insecure. Charlie, when did you start calling games in Major League Baseball in Tampa?
With their expansion team in 1998.
98, okay. I think people oftentimes think about the players and the coaching staff and the front office, rightfully so. But you and Dave, this is kind of a culmination of these careers where you guys have put in so much work and hours, and you see every game, and you saw so many bad Rays games and bad Nationals games. Was there a time when you did kind of sit back during this whole thing? Maybe it was before a game and just say, I'm doing it. I mean, this is what I wanted to do as a kid, or did that come afterwards?
Oh, I've always felt that way. Even when the games were bad and the teams were bad, it was always what
I just
I
mean in terms
do.
Of getting to call a World Series, though, like thinking about your call for a game 7 or what you're going to say when they win.
You know, with so many, like you say, so many seasons of maybe not such great outcome and, you know, disappointing outcomes early in postseason games for the Nationals, you know, it is a culmination of a lot of games and a lot of years. I really didn't think about what I might say if they won in game 7 until like the afternoon, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon for that game. I said, you know what? That's when it hits you and it's game 7. This is it. The season is ending tonight. Someone is winning the World Series, and of course you're hoping it's the Nationals. I've got to be ready to have, you know, in my mind some form of some part of what I would say when they win to mark that time in history. And so you kind of gather all the things that maybe you've heard people say over the years. Certainly it's different for a local broadcast than what a network broadcast would be like, because you don't have to play it down the middle. You want to feel the emotion of your fans. You want to express that kind of emotion when you're the voice of a club. And so, you know, it always a crescendo of that day. You know, you guys have been in the booth with us during a regular season game. Much different mood than what it was like when you were with us during those games in Houston. I mean, there could have been 100 people behind me in that booth, and I wouldn't have known it. I mean, we were so locked in on what we were doing. you know, if we had a run out to the little boys' room, you guys were, not like we didn't know who it was, but you were almost like pylons in the road that we had to go around to get out in 90 seconds and get back. But, you know, it all emotion all started to really hit me when Altuve struck out on three pitches for the second out of the bottom of the ninth inning. Right then, 6-2, two out, nobody on, because you never want to say like it's over before it's over.
Right.
But when he went down like that, whether he knew what was coming or not, he wasn't close to any of those pitches. And now a four-run lead, two out, and Brantley's up against Hudson at the bottom of the ninth inning. People are streaming out of Minute Maid Park. You could hear a pin drop. And I looked at Dave, and he looked at me, and I hit my cough switch, and I said, this is it, baby, right here. So anything you ever thought about leading up to that moment is like three different voices flowing in your head. The words that are coming out of your mouth, the words you want to come out of your mouth, and the other voice that's saying, don't screw this up.
Hey, Charlie.
And, you know, and then you're already thinking about, well, if he strikes out or they win the game here, I'm already thinking about Grant, you're going down to the field and Dave's going out, you know, all of your logistics of what's happening next. At the same time, not to take away from what that moment is and what it could be. And, you know, I still get goosebumps and chills thinking about it.
Charlie, super quick because we're late here, but who's a former Nat that you wish you could have just, you know, flipped a switch and had them be on that World Series team to be able to get that experience?
Brian Schneider, Chad Cordero, Nick Johnson,
guys
from the early years of the Nats, the struggles of the first 3 years. But you know what? We heard from a lot of those guys as if they were still part of the team.
That was
cool. I heard from Dan Heron the other night on last night on Twitter. He did a fundraiser. He had like 300 bobbleheads and he started auctioning them off and he sold about 144 of them and then they were all unwrapped in a case. I said, now I wish I could send you professional bobblehead wrappers to wrap them up because he's got to package them and send them out. First thing he said was, I listened to you guys during the World Series. Congratulations. You have no idea how many people listened. And I know from talking to the guys who look at the numbers, even on these replays at night, and let's not forget Game 7's on 106.7 tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
At 6:30. The streaming numbers on radio.com, on top of the numbers on 106.7 of people listening to these replays, have been unbelievable. And people, I've been talking to people back and forth via Twitter during these games, and people who didn't get to listen to him or are listening to him again, the emotion and the few hours they, you know, someone tells me I can go out on my porch and lay on my hammock and I can listen to you guys call the World Series and sit there with a beverage and I can forget for a couple of hours of what's going on around the world and I'm back into my summer evening routine. Nothing better. So I think the replays of the games have been tremendous. You could probably do it again and again and again and nobody'd get tired of it.
No doubt about that. Charlie, thank you for joining us, and thanks for stepping up to the plate. $250 donations are coming in as people try to win the opportunity to sit in the booth with you and Dave. Make your donation, $250 right now. Enter into that drawing to watch some innings with them in the booth for a live upcoming Nats game. Look forward to hearing you again on The Fan, buddy, real soon.
Hey, call me anytime you need me.
Thanks, Charlie.
Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. Right here on Grant and Danny in the last hour. Very cool to catch up with both of those guys. By the way, Ann Dahl, congratulations. Ann Dahl, you are winning the Max Scherzer signed baseball from the 12 o'clock to the 1 o'clock hour. We got 16 more donations, 14 of them for $106. We also got a $500 donation. Nice. Thank you so much for that donation. Almost $2,000 raised. Last hour. We've got 30 minutes left, so let's push past the junkies. I've been told we're creeping up on the junks right now. I'll give you the numbers and the update in just a moment on Grant and Danny. Taking you up till 2, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The home show's continuing and probably will for the foreseeable future. Here on your favorite sports talk station in the nation's capital and your flagship home for Nats and Caps games that are not going on right now, but that will soon enough, hopefully. And speaking of the Nats, they were supposed to open their season today. It was supposed to have been opening day. So we're kind of turning the show red. We've been talking primarily Nationals throughout the program. We were joined by Davey Martinez, podcast that, by Max Scherzer. Get on radio.com and rewind using our 24-hour rewind function to listen to that. We've also had Charlie and Dave on. It's been a lot of fun today, Danny, and we have raised collectively from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. 37 minutes ago as a station with Nats Philanthropies, $35,281.50. That was as of just under 40 minutes ago at the start of the final hour of our show. And all of that money goes to nonprofits in the city to try to feed those who have food insecurities. You can donate right now at nationals.com/fund. A $250 donation gives you a chance to either be in the booth with Charlie and Dave for part of a game or hang out with me and Danny for all nine innings. Danny has vowed that he will allow you to eat some of his food, which is nice. What do you want me to do while we're at the game with people?
I want you to eat a food that hundreds of millions of people enjoy. So I want you to do something normal, and that's all we're asking. People ask me to do something that's normal to most folks. It's not normal to me because I think sharing food is wrong, and I think tapas is wrong, and we should abandon it. But you don't eat that many foods. Your palate has increased tenfold since you met your darling wife, and it still lags behind the rest of society. So I think, and there's nothing but great food options at Nats Park, I think you should have to eat the food of someone's choice. And I don't mean just like the bite, like the time you bit cornbread and then spit it out, which is when I started my Instagram account. I mean like eat it and be a normal human being. So something that like, you know, tens of millions of people regularly enjoy, like a pupusa or like a fried oyster or something that you wouldn't normally eat, that you've got to eat it. That's my thought.
Do I have to eat it as my dinner or can I eat it in addition to what I know that I'll like and I'll eat as my meal?
Great question by you. I just think you need to eat it. I think you need to eat it and finish it. And just like you've been driving down the road to normalcy, right? To being a normal consumer of foodstuffs. And I'm not trying to Joan here, but you're not going 100 miles an hour here. You have been crawling along. You've been going to more and more stops, and you've attempted things that you never would have done, say 5 years ago, 10 years ago, et cetera. And I think this is just the next step on that journey. The same way that I'm learning to share. You know, I'm 40 years old, and I'm starting to learn that it's okay if I have a little bit less than someone else gets some of my food stuff. So we're both doing this to try to be normal human beings.
I'll happily do it. I am signing off on it. Again, it's a one-night deal. It's nine innings of baseball with listeners to be named later. So why not? I will eat whatever they choose for me to eat that night. If it's terrible, I'll eat something better that's more delicious.
Sure.
Like chicken tenders or a hot dog. And French fries. A couple of things to get to real quick out of the NFL. First and foremost, this is a feel-good story on a day where we're doing a lot of that, I guess, kind of. The Redskins are waiving the cash owed to them by Richmond for training camp in 2019, so they're going to continue to waive money going forward, it sounds like. This is a report via the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Richmond EDA still owed the Redskins $161,767 for coming to Richmond during last year's training camp. The team has waived that payment, so Richmond will not have to pay the Redskins.
But just a quick shout-out to the Redskins on this. Turning FedEx Field into a testing site.
Yeah.
This waiving of payment, good on them. Seriously, good job, Washington Redskins. When something's wrong, we say so. When something's good, we should say so as well. Good job, Redskins. Yes.
Yeah, waiving this money that they could have demanded, and as you said, helping out in the community by allowing FedEx Field to be a test site. All right, nationals.com/fund is where you've been donating all day long. The gentleman who actually runs Nationals Philanthropies, he is the big boss man. He put today's venture together with us here at 106.7 The Fan. Tal Alter joins us now. And, Tal, I wanted an update to the minute, if you could provide it, of what we've raised through 130, but also how close we are to beating the Junkies because we're trying to pull a Valparaiso here and pull off the upset heard around the world.
Gentlemen, it's good to be speaking with you as always. Appreciate all you're doing to support our community and to support the partnership that we have together. It means a lot. You guys are doing your part for sure. You are, as of 1:30 p.m., at $10,413.70. The 86 unique donations made since 10 a.m. The Junkies were at 12,657. So sniffing distance, especially if people are given that at that $250 level.
So we need $2,200 in donations between 1:30 and 2 to top the Junkies.
That's all you need.
I tell you, people, we got a shot here.
I just like that we didn't embarrass ourselves. You know
I did
mean?
Too.
I'm happy with that.
This is already a minor victory, but
it is, yeah.
I'm past moral victory Monday, Danny. I didn't
we belong
think we'd
at this,
be here.
Yeah.
It's the fourth quarter. That's right. We thought we were going to lose by 17. We're dribbling the basketball. We're down a possession. Why not just win the damn thing?
Let's see if
Why
we not? Can, right?
Let's go all the way and finish this thing. We've got them on the ropes. No one thought we'd be here. Let's scale the mountaintop and win all the elimination games along the way and then beat those cheating Astros. Although I guess the junkies aren't cheaters, so the analogy lost some.
It doesn't quite work. I know what you meant, though.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to do. Tal, today's been a huge success, though, and some cool things have come along the way. First of all, I know it doesn't work toward like what we're doing here during our show. The fact that Max Scherzer just casually mentioned, yeah, I'm donating $100,000, good for him.
Yeah.
Rizzo matching. Mm-hmm. What Davey Martinez did was awesome. Do we know yet who won the jersey from Davey?
We do. The Davey Martinez jersey winner is Aaron Weddle, W-E-D-D-L-E, Weddle.
All right. Nice. Aaron Weddle, and she'll get four tickets to the game and a meet and greet, and also he'll sign it before the game and personalize it, right?
I do believe it's a he. It's a 2A Aaron.
So. Ah, him.
Yes.
Great. You know Aaron Weddle, former safety, played for the Chargers, Ravens, bunch of teams. Aaron Weddle.
Yeah. Eric Weddle, right. I think it's his brother. All right, very good.
And then the lucky winner who gets to pick off of Danny's plate at a Nationals game. Danny, you did embarrass yourself a little bit by how worked up that made you, but we're not worried about that.
We've known each other for a long time, Tall. You take me as I am, sir.
Yeah, I know it's legit. This is who you are. It's not
this is
a
not
shit.
An act.
It's you. No, this is definitely you. Stuart Engel is the winner of the opportunity to watch a baseball game with the two of you.
Stuart Engel. Sorry, buddy. I know you want to be on the
prize. Engel. You're the one. So everyone else in the 250 pot is still vying for the right for the rest of the day to have the Charlie and Dave experience, correct?
That is right. We're going to keep that on for the rest of the day. $250 donations put you in a pot to get a chance to sit a few innings with Charlie and Dave.
Excellent. Well, nice, Tal, buddy. Thank you so much. We're chasing down the junks. We'll do what we can. Thank you, buddy.
We really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
See you,
you got it. There's Tal Alter, Nats Philanthropies. Do this right now for us. $106 donation. Let's catch the junkies. We need 12 of you to make that donation right now of all of you listening. You can do it at nationals.com/fund, and we can pull off the upset heard around the radio station. This
listen,
little midday show that could.
That lower-tier prize is washed off the board. You're not going to get saddled with that bad
right.
prize of sitting with us. You got a chance to sit with Charlie and Dave. That's the prize. If you were holding off on that 250, do it now.
Yeah, your chances just got better to do that. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Final few minutes to make your donations. Closing out the clock here for Grant and Danny at 2 o'clock. Nationals.com/fund as we try to catch the junkies. Needed $1,200. I could tell you we're a quarter way there because my buddy Paul Smith, the general manager of Lindsay Chevy, who's a huge Nats fan. I've been to many Nats games with him over the years. He just told me he is donating $300 right now. Nationals.com/fund.
Nice.
So the good folks at Lindsay Chevy stepping up to the plate as we continue to chase down the junks, and we are closing in now on, hopefully by the end of the day, we'll be well over $50,000 in donations, thanks to the work of Davey Martinez, Max Scherzer, among others. Chad's going to be joined by Adam Eaton, Ryan Zimmerman, as he keeps the mission going forward on CDVTW. But go donate right now, a chance to win that Patrick Corbin ball, $106 plus a Nats rally towel for a $106 donation at nationals.com/fund. All right, it is time for the movie club. I will just say Step Brothers last night hit the spot so perfectly. Such a funny movie. I must have laughed 50 times, even though I've seen that movie 1,000 times. It was the first time I've seen my wife giggle like a little kid in weeks. We really needed it. It was perfect last night. Great call by Dar and Thom for making it happen.
So you know the stars. It's Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly doesn't get enough credit for being outstanding in almost everything that he's ever been in, both serious and comedy wise. He is great. So those guys are outstanding. But to me, this movie gets made by the supporting cast, the one-offs, the bit players, the background guys, the Richard Jenkins, who's the dad, who's just so stiff and uncomfortable and always on the verge of being ticked off, and Mary Steenburgen, who's always, that tries to be sweet but eventually loses it. But it's Rob Riggle, it's Adam Scott, who is such a good twerp. Like he's the best sort of jerk and kind of whispering, and all the one wife that's in love with Dale. I mean, the whole thing is just so funny, start to finish. It's so stupid. It's so sophomoric. But you're not there again to see The English Patient or The Pianist. You're not there to see Schindler's List.
Well, the lines.
Funny start to finish.
I just remember all of those. Like, I was like, I'm going to jot down funny lines to talk about tomorrow. And I got like 15 in, 8 minutes into the movie. And I'm like, well, this isn't worth it because there's too many. But like, that's so funny. The last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur. Like, all those little one-liners that probably weren't even scripted, some of them, are just perfect. All right, Tom, you've got the list. We've only got three minutes, so we've got to figure out what are we watching tonight.
Okay, we're going to start with Danny.
Okay.
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yes.
Bloodsport.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Mud.
No.
Taxi Driver.
Yes.
Goodfellas.
Yes.
The Matrix.
Yes.
Outbreak.
No.
Goldeneye.
No.
Jerry Maguire.
No.
Oh, come on. I'd love to watch Jerry
Maguire. Dar?
Okay. Are there any movies left?
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Yes.
Bloodsport.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Taxi Driver.
No.
The Matrix.
Yes.
Goodfellas.
No.
Okay. Grant, it's up to you.
All right.
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
No.
Bloodsport.
Yes.
Lethal Weapon.
No.
Okay. The Matrix.
No.
All right. So we're watching Bloodsport.
Bloodsport. What is Bloodsport?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
This is the height of Jean-Claude Van Damme basically talking like this. I want to be the best I can be, right? Oh, it's so perfect.
I have definitely not seen Bloodsport. That is forever ago.
Just an excuse to do the splits, and Chong Li is such a badass. Oh, it is so good.
So you'll be able to find that on Netflix tonight.
Very good. Well done, Thommy. So our movie tonight is Bloodsport. I can't get over every day how random the movies are. We go from Step Brothers to Bloodsport. And we do it because we've got the rotating list, so everyone's got a little different paradigm in mind as they put their list together. Yep, then there are very inexact science of kind of going person by person to vote on it. If you missed any part of our interviews today or any part of the show, Davey Martinez, Max Scherzer, Dave Jagler, Charlie Slows. Look, I know it was a little different than is normally the case, but we got a platform here that we get to use for good, and it was important today to do that, and I'm glad that we did, and we appreciate you guys sticking with us and so many of you for donating to the cause. And again, there are 6 minutes left before 2 if you want to help us beat the junkies, which is important to us, and also, more importantly, help people in Washington, D.C. That's the point of this whole thing, that can't help themselves right now. Go to nationals.com/fund. What are you doing tonight, Danny?
I'm watching Bloodsport, my friend, with great glee. I can't wait. I haven't seen that movie in forever. It's perfect. Frank Dukes, I said, put up your Dukes.
For Thommy and Dar, in studio in D.C., and Danny in his home, I'm Grant Paulson saying so long from my basement. We'll be back at it at 10 a.m. tomorrow, including a special guest from the Washington Reds. I'll tell you about that this evening. But Chad Dukes versus the world is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.